Setting. Girl and mother sitting in bedroom with husband and wife who are hiding them. Radio they have been listening to is turned off. Girl. Very innocently. How is Maria de los Santos? Wife. Muy bien. She is fine. Gracias tu la virgencita Maria. Girl. Does she have a boyfriend? Wife. Shaking her head. When hasn't that girl had a boyfriend? Husband. Looking up from shortwave radio, alarmed. What's this? I didn't know you were allowing Maria de los Santos to have gentleman callers. Wife. Hand on her hip. Allowing her? Who can tell that girl what to do? And where have you been that you didn't notice? Even the Chinese in Bonao know this. Soon, a full-blown disagreement is in progress. Mother and girl slip back into closet, and mother turns on girl. Mother. Look at what you've started, Anita. I hope you're satisfied. Such nice people, after all they have done for us. Girl keeps her mouth shut. Someone has to keep the peace around here. June 18th, 1961. Sunday, late afternoon, sunny and bright. My least favorite day. But today has been tolerable because Tia Mari invited Mommy's old canasta friends for a Sunday barbecue. Of course, none of them know we are hiding here. But Mommy has been so depressed that Tia Mari thought that just seeing her old friends secretly from the window would lift her spirits. It turns out that the whole canasta group are wives of supporters of the plot. So why aren't they in hiding too? I asked Mommy. Their husbands aren't directly involved, Mommy explained. And we're in the most trouble because El Jefe was found in the trunk of Papi's Chevy.